I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
Well, good to see you, and nice to be talking with these guys again who are staying safe and healthy. Got emphasis on the healthy. Offensive lineman Chris Hubbard gives us an update on his two BFFs, Chase and Capone. Yeah, they're dogs.
You know, they've just picked up this habit again, like barking at, you know, I guess they hear ants pooping in the wind. Like, my dogs just go crazy in the house. So, for the most part, you jumping around, like, seeing what's going on, and it's nothing. Like, they just freaking out.
Maybe some people aren't familiar with you because you're a big dog lover and stuff. So, Chase got his name because he chased after everything, right? How did Capone get his name?
Capone got his name because he's so chill. He's one of those godfather guys. Like, he don't take a lot of bull. You know what I mean? That's how he is. He relaxed. And when it's time to, you know, take charge, he will.
It's an offer you can't refuse.
Marlon Brando.
Right, but from what movie?
The Godfather.
No, from Casino.
Now, you've always been a dog guy. No cats?
No cats. My wife loved cats, though. She wanted a cat maybe last year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just give me one more year to think about it. And we might get a cat. You never know.
If you pray enough, you can change yourself into a cat person.
Now, you grew up in Georgia, right? You probably had your pick on what kind of wildlife you wanted to bring home.
Snakes.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Yeah, really?
Snake, any like reptiles, like frogs or anything like that. Frogs, lizards, whatever we caught like in the woods that it was fun to be around.
Garter, black snakes, racer snakes.
That's it. Nothing.
So how long, so what would happen when you brought all these critters home? I mean, would they all coexist in the same household or did they?
No, they'd be outside. I'd keep them outside. And you'll just play with them right there and see what they'll do.
Can he do tricks?
Oh, you bet. He's trained to fetch, roll over, and make you feel really good about yourself.
Wow, Meg and Chris, I can't decide which one of your hats I like better.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
Always good for a story from yesterday. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network from his playing days. You know, back then, doesn't mind being grandpa about this, not only were they football players, also had regular jobs too on the side. Doug did this.
I actually was a substitute teacher for 1 year. I had a knee operation. I went back, and they gave me a lot of different classes. And one time I taught German, which I had taken in high school, but couldn't remember squat about it. So at the end of the year, we came back, and they asked, what would you do in the off season? I said, I taught German. So I got a bubblegum card that says, I taught German in the off season.
So if I asked you, Doug, sprechen Sie Deutsch, you would say nein?
I'd say, schönes Wetter heute, nicht wahr? Nice weather out today, isn't it?
Sorry, I don't speak Italian.
Any other odd jobs that people had?
Well, actually, I worked for the government for a couple years through the Department of Commerce. And the irony of it is, my pay grade was better than my good friend Tim McCarthy, who was the Secret Service agent that took the bullet for President Reagan.
Agent Tim McCarthy shielded Reagan with his body, taking a bullet in the process.
He used to go, what the heck? And I'm saying, yeah, what the heck? Because what you're doing is a hell of a lot more valuable than what I'm doing.
You got that right.
Yeah, but when you heard Tim McCarthy have that gig, you know, guarding President Reagan, wouldn't you maybe beforehand said, Doug, I wish I had that job.
Oh, no.
Not exactly. Especially, you know, that day that he got shot. And I happened to be over at Berea working out. And as I was leaving, they were talking about the president and a couple unidentified people had been shot. And I went to restaurant over at Bucci's over in Berea, and I was watching the TV, and I go, that's not unidentified. I know who that is. That's Tim McCarthy.
I know that guy.
Well, and it turns out Press Secretary James Brady, who had gotten shot, was a fraternity brother ahead of me at Illinois. He was a Sigma Chi. And then the man that wrestled Hinckley to the ground, Antonucci, his son was the golf pro out at Avon Oaks where I played golf. So, you know, in one big part of American history, it was just ironic, you know, to know these people.
What a small world this is!
President Reagan came over to the facility in Berea before an election one year, and Tim McCarthy was on the detail. Afterwards, Tim McCarthy says to me, he says, hey, would you like your picture taken with the president? I said, hell yes.
Say cheese.
I guess, you know, we all have heroes, and a lot of people put football players as their heroes. Tim McCarthy is my hero.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.